It was this very morning when it happened. In the morning, all the devotees of the Mangalarati assembled at the jasmine tree to pick some flowers, some fragrant white flowers for their worship. Very carefully, they took the flowers, and everybody was absorbed in softly chanting the holy name. At that moment, being very absorbed, a devotee came, Shrimant Pandit, and with great joy, he addressed the devotees and said, "Have you heard it? Have you heard it?" The devotees came out of their absorption and looked at Shrimant Pandit, and tears flowed over his cheeks. "Please hear, Nimai Pandit has become a Vaishnava. He's chanting the holy name." And all the devotees started to joyfully sing, "Chai Chai, Chai Ho, Chai Ho." Very joyfully, they went quickly at home to do the worship and meet with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, with Nimai Pandit. From that day on, he was not anymore the same person. When he walked through Navadvip, he was very astonishing. He had beautiful clothes and was beautifully adorned with a garland and a topknot. And as he went to take the bath, he sometimes heard a student chanting the holy name. Or sometimes someone reciting a nectarian verse of Srimad Bhagavatam. Or someone singing a beautiful song of devotional love. At that moment, Mahaprabhu Nimai could not contain himself and he fell on the ground. Tears came out of his eyes and all his clothes became wet. Not only his clothes, the whole dust became very muddy from his tears. He fell down in this mud and rolled about. The students sometimes laughed a little bit seeing this. But the associates came and took him up and brought him again to the Ganges where he could take a bath again. Another day, a singer of Shiva came through the streets of Navadvip, and he was so absorbed in chanting the names and playing a small drum. He went from doorstep to doorstep and begged some alms and danced in a circle and sang a song. He also came to the doorstep of Vishwambar. There, he sang the Lord, the beautiful names of the Lord. And as Vishwambar heard the names of Shankar, he became very ecstatic and himself took the form of Lord Shiva and started to dance and even climbed the shoulders of this devotee of Shiva and said, "I'm Shankar, I'm Shankar." Chanted and chanted and playing a horn and a damaru drum and called to everybody, "Sing, sing," inviting everybody to sing the holy name. Whatever glorification of Shiva that personality has sung in his life now bore all fruits. He sang without offense, and therefore he could have the darshan, this very intimate darshan of the Lord. Afterwards, Vishvambar again climbed down and very innocently looked at the singer and put some alms into his bag. This devotee wandered further in Navadvip, very enthusiastically chanting. And I think he never left Navadvip, because when you once be touched by the Lord, once chanting the Lord without the name, without offense, then your life surely is transformed. Another day, when Vishvambar came home from a night of dancing in Shriva's house, and from Acharya Ratna's house, then he came along the streets and saw a Brahmana, a fallen Brahmana, sitting at the doorstep. He looked at this Brahmana, who had his body full of sores, bleeding sores. This Brahmana looked at Vishvambar with big eyes and said, "O son of Sachi, O Vishvambar, I have heard that you are the Lord himself. I heard that you have delivered Gachendra. So if you have delivered this fallen wretch, then maybe there is also some hope for me. Please, place your glance with your lotus eyes at me, and please deliver me." Trembling with compassion, and his hairs of his body standing on end, the Lord glanced at the fallen Brahmana, who was at the verge of death. "Who you think I am? I am not he who you think I am. If you really want to be cured, then there is only one way. Please, do you want to hear it?" With wide open eyes, the Brahmana, with more attention and begging in his heart, he looked at the Lord. And the Lord said, "If you want to be delivered, there is only one way. Go to Advaita Acharya, who is a great devotee, and drink the water that has washed his divine feet. Only then you can be delivered." At that moment, the Brahmana smiled. He said, "I know by seeing you, I have already been delivered." However, this fallen sick Brahmana still went to Advaita Acharya and drank and begged for his Charanamrit, and drank it and became cured. The Lord always wants to glorify his devotees. He knows they have his bhakti in the hearts. It is said in the Shastras, "Behold the influence of the Lord's servants to the full satisfactions of your eyes, and then become attached to Krishna in the same mood of service."